Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Johnny Burnett. Batting second. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Bill Cecil. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Clint Brown. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Clint Brown. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Heinie Schubel. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting third. The center fielder, John Stone. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fifth. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Billy Reel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Hayworth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vic Sorrell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Vic Sorrell. And now, play ball. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Burnett moves to second. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burnett scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cecil. The throw from Hayworth and he is out, Gehringer applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Heinie Schubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schubel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stone for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schubel fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a pop-up towards first. Reel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Webb for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Real is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Walker. The throw from Myatt and he is out, Cecil applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Real is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Real hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vic Sorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrell hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Myatt fields it and throws to first for the out. Hayworth moves to second. Two outs. Heine Schubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schubel is 0-for-1 in the game. Schubel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hayworth scores. It's Indians, 1, Tigers, 1. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Schubel moves to third. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-1 in the game. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Schubel scores. Gehringer moves to third. It's 2-1, Tigers. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-1 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Burnett fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stone. Averill reaches second base with a double. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cecil hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Averill scores. It's Indians, 2, Tigers, 2. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-1 in the game. Vosmick hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Walker bunts towards third. Com fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogel bunts towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Walker moves to second. One out. Billy Real is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. Two outs. Billy Real is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Real is 0-for-1 in the game. Real hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. Com hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-1 in the game. Myatt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Myatt moves to second. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burnett hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Myatt moves to third. Brown moves to second. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Myatt scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Averill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brown scores. Burnett moves to second. It's 4-2, Indians. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Cecil hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-2, Indians. Chief Hoxett now pitching. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-2 in the game. Vosmick hits a fly ball into center field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hayworth hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chief Hoxett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoxett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Heinie Schubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schubel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Schubel is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-2 in the game. Com hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Com. The throw from Hayworth and he is safe. Com steals second. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Myatt hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kahm moves to third. Two outs. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter. Gehringer reaches second base with a double. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stone strikes out. One out. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-2 in the game. Webb hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gehringer scores. It's 7-3, Indians. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Burnett bunts towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Hogsett. Burnett moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Real fields the ball and throws to Hogsett covering. Safe. Burnett moves to third. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got five RBIs. Cecil hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0-for-3 in the game. Vosmek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Real is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Real is 0-for-2 in the game. Real hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chief Hogsett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogsett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hogsett hits a pop-up towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 3 in the game. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Com takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Real fields the ball and throws to Hogsett covering. Safe. Com moves to second. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brown hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Hogsett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brown for the out. Com moves to third. Myatt moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards second. Gehringer picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Gehringer. Com scores. Myatt scores. Burnett moves to second. It's 9-3, Indians. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hogsett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Heinie Schubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schubel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Schubel is called out on strikes. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gehringer for the out. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Averill hits a line drive into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Cecil hits a pop-up towards the mound. Hogsett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 4 in the game. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hogsett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 4 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. Morgan reaches second base with a double. Vosmick moves to third. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Com hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Rogel. Vosmick scores. Morgan scores. It's 11-3, Indians. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 3 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 2 in the game. Rogel hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Billy Reel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reel is 0 for 3 in the game. Reel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 11, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.